because it didn't look as good. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky thing, and I think he's kind of breaking some people's brains. But maybe the most important thing and the more relevant thing if you're a Celtics fan is he's also kind of breaking the Mavericks.
The podcast is No Caprum. You can read him over at Yahoo. Follow him on Twitter or X at Your Man Divine. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Yep. Jeffrey, do you have anything particular to add to his analyses?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, kind of what Tatum's doing, is it maybe in a lesser degree, kind of how we felt about Tom Brady for so long, in the sense that, with the exception, take the Randy Moss years out, where it's like, you give him Randy Moss, they break every record. But a lot of it is just kind of moving the chains. And you know what I mean? Like, it's, in the end, it's winning basketball, but it's not necessarily flashy, but in the end, it's contributing to winning.
Yeah, it's interesting because, and I'll ask Chris about the Tim Duncan thing too, because he's a big Tim Duncan fan and believer or whatever. It felt to me like Tim Duncan was more the fulcrum of those teams, in the same way that Brady, like, you're the quarterback,
right.
So it's It's not going to be whack-a-mole when you're the quarterback. You're always the one who's
right. You have
the
ball in your
hands all the time. But it is an interesting thing, and you just wonder if you're Jason Tatum, do you just want to win, baby? Like,
yes.
Is that it?
I think
at this point, the most you want to avert disaster, which would be by losing. You want to win. You want to get your champion. But would you be vaguely disappointed that you haven't had any incandescent numbers?
I think the key
if you come out of this with winning a championship like this.
I think the key is the first one, you're kind of cool with it being team basketball. You know what I mean? Like, get the championship, then kind of.
Didn't Elway? Which was Elway's?
The first one was kind of
it was
meh,
running.
But
back.
He had the highlight, the run where he got flipped. You know, they flipped him over. But the second title game, he threw for like 300 plus.
Yeah. So
the first one,
you go ahead and get your
get
W the where
get
Terrell
the
Davis
off the back,
I think
and then
was the engine.
Yes,
and then yeah. Listen, I don't think Josh Allen would mind if they won a title.
I mean, the Brady's first Super Bowl, he was bad, except for the last drive, kind of.
We'll talk about all of this with Chris Harrington when we return. Jarvis has weighed in on Caitlin Clark. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark again. It is interesting to wake up. I wake up at 5:45 now. Wake up at 5:45 and turn on Sportsmanlike just to see what people are talking about, right?
Sure.
And here we are. In the midst of the NBA Finals, the first two segments I listened to were all about Caitlin Clark, which says A, something about the NBA Finals,
yep,
and B, something about Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
So there you go. If you need something framed, it's a big time for one of my nieces got engaged over the weekend, and we have so many weddings and kids and stuff. When you have 9 kids in the family, and then there's 32 grandkids, when all those kids start getting married and babies, and there's a lot. Here's the point. It's a season for weddings. It's a season for graduations. It's a season for making memories. And if you want those memories framed and preserved and displayed forever stunningly beautifully, Frame Corner is there for you. Located at 5035 Park Avenue, they'll sell you a frame. They got beautiful frames. Walk on in, buy a frame. But if you really want something done right, head on in and ask about their custom framing. They're artists at that. They take whatever collection of photos or memorabilia or whatever it is, put it on the counter. They'll discuss exactly that. How about we do this? How about we do this? And what you'll have is something that you will have forever. It's custom framing. It's Frame Corner. FrameCornerMemphis.com. 5035 Park Avenue. Chris Harrington joins us when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannato and Jeffrey, The Gabe Kuhn Show, Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the NBA on 92.9.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
The NBA Finals are here, and FanDuel's giving you the chance to win alongside the champions. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with a winning $5 bet. So take that long favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on same-game parlays, live bets. The Celtics have the upper hand here. But if you want to go bet on that, there's no better place to bet on all the finals action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. To get started and take a shot at an extra $200. FanDuel's an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have that gambling problem, do not hesitate to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Father's Day is just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. Needless to say, the worst thing you can do is wait to the last minute to get that special dad in your life a gift he deserves. So don't make that mistake. Instead, go ahead and get to James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the nation. Lucky for us, it's right here in Memphis. James Davis is where I get my suits and shirts for television work. The place to go for the best Father's Day presents this year is James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Online, jamesdavisstore.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th. Restrictions apply.
Tuning into this station was the first best thing you have done today. This is Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm with you, Mallory, and we are both with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. You, what's the next thing we can advise people to do if they are selling their home?
The next best thing? Remember, Sheldon, the real estate market is changing, and you need honest, forthright help navigating the new environment. Doing it on your own is like driving a car in a blinding snowstorm.
Correct, you. The upcoming changes will mean a lot for both buyers and sellers, and that's why we always advise people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that we are one of them.
Sheldon, 2 to 3 real estate brokers? Really? Like 2 to 3 tee shots you always take?
Yes, you. It's important to have a choice, whether in real estate or in golf. Now, back into the fairway, and to find out how you will move you, call him at 497-9756, or find out why they often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
DQ presents how to enjoy the 3 best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all 3 into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington day.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Took some time to celebrate. Just one day out of life.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is, of course, Holiday by Madonna. In honor of Drew Holiday's big game in the NBA Finals last night.
Yeah, let's be honest. If you're Milwaukee, how the hell did you let that? How the hell did you let him end up in Boston? I guess you can't. You cannot say you can't send Drew Holiday to Boston. But that certainly that was a critical piece for the Celtics to obtain. That's a good summer of work if you can get Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, the Milwaukee thing is interesting because, I mean, you know when you're sending him to Portland, he's going to get rerouted somewhere.
Right.
You don't know where he's getting rerouted, but he's getting rerouted to a team that thinks they're a contender.
Right.
And so you're getting rerouted to a team you might see. Maybe you don't see the Boston thing specifically, but if not Boston, it's going to be Philadelphia. It's going to be, you know, somewhere else. But you got to worry about yourself first, and they thought that Lillard – the offense of putting Lillard and Giannis together was going to put him over the top, and there was reason to think that. They took a gamble on it, and it did not pay off.
Who would you rather have on your team if you were Milwaukee? Lillard?
It's a good question because, I mean, Lillard has been like a one-man offense, and so the idea that was going to be spectacular with him and Giannis together, there was reason to think that. Lillard is not, for me personally, Lillard is not my favorite kind of player, whereas Drew Holiday is very much kind of my favorite kind of player. And so that's a little bit hard. I'm not going to kill Milwaukee for what they did. There was a logic to what they did.
One of the things I was just talking to Dan Devine, and one of the things we were talking about was, I look at this series a little bit through the prism of the Grizzlies. You imagine the Grizzlies on this stage. And what you just see is Ja Morant is going to be just hunted, relentlessly. Anyway, in the regular season, he's a liability defensively. But these two-way players are gold. And I mean, he was talking about it with respect to Zaire Williams. It totally makes sense they took the swing on Zaire Williams. Because if you could have a guy who's 6'9 and can run the floor and can guard and hit threes, there's almost nothing that's more valuable. I mean, a superstar is more valuable.
Right.
I do wonder, when you think about the Grizzlies and competing at the highest level, I mean, they have wings. They have wings. And they got GJ and they got Vince Williams. Does anything you see shape what you think of, you know, what needs to be added or emphasize what you've thought, underline what you've thought needs to be added?
Well, I'm just wary of looking at whatever's happening right now and saying that has to be emulated or that has to be reacted to.
Yeah.
I do think Vince Williams and Gigi Jackson have the ability to be those kind of versatile two-way players who can play in any kind of series against any kind of matchup and can impact both ends of the floor. Neither one of them has done it in meaningful games.
Right.
Let's be clear. And Gigi Jackson's 18 years old, so you can't assume too much. But they both look like the kind of players who can grow into those roles in the way that you hope Zaire Williams would be. I guess my thing is to sort of get back to what I've always thought about the Grizzlies, where I've been. I think they need more size and more shooting, sort of period, not just at one position, but sort of across the board. And, you know, this is why it doesn't solve the shooting thing. That's one of the reasons why I've been a little bit higher on Ron Holland than other people relative to the draft, is because I see his 6'8 athleticism being able to defend multiple positions and have that. If you look at, like, all the perimeter defenders Boston can throw out there to match up with different teams, I think the Grizzlies can't have too much of that. So that's one of the reasons I like Holland a little bit more than other people, maybe.
It makes you question a little. Well, I mean, you and I have both wondered where Dillingham would fit here, for example, if he's a guy who falls to the Grizzlies.
I
even Reed Sheppard, like that's a dinky. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get to him anyway, right? I don't think Reed Sheppard's going to get to him anyway. But it is an interesting, you know, I'll tell you what, a guy you like, you can totally see Stephon Castle existing in that universe last night, right? I mean,
the best case scenario for Stephon Castle is Drew Holiday.
Yeah. You know, that's right. Yeah,
it is Derek White. It is that. I will say, like, when you look at different like player mock drafts and player rankings and stuff from like reputable sites, one of the comps you do see for Reed Sheppard, and this is not my comp, I'm not saying I agree with it. Right. One of the comps you actually do see is Derek White for him. I don't really see that. I think he's more of a point guard.
Right.
I think he's more likely to be like, you know, some blend of Steve Nash and T.J. McConnell, like somewhere in between, or like a Fred VanVleet or that kind of thing. I do think he's probably more of a point guard. But he does have some get after it defensively where he's been able to play sort of above his physical makeup a little bit.
I wish I knew what the Grizzlies thought, I mean, about anyone, but about Donovan Clingan, right? Like, is he the clear difference maker who can slot right in, who they really would value, who they would even move up to get? Or is he not, like, and then how much does it fit into the broader stylistic question?
Look at Porzingis right now. Porzingis' game has changed because of the knee injury stuff.
Yeah.
So when he came into the league, he was a guy, like, he would be the ball handler in the pick and roll, and he'd be doing stuff with the ball and all of this. He doesn't really do that anymore. But he's a 7'3 guy who, like, and I know he didn't have a huge game last night, right. He did in game one, but he's still part of that Boston story this year. He's a 7'3 guy who's like a major like presence at the rim defensively, and he can dunk the ball. We've seen that. He can finish plays. He can post up a little bit, but he's not great at it. And then, but he's got that. He's able to knock down shots from the perimeter if you leave him alone. So the question with Clingan is, can Clingan develop that? Like, he's looked good in like workouts shooting that shot. I don't know if I believe in it, but if you believe in that developing. Like, Clingan could be a player pretty similar to what Porzingis is now. Not to what Porzingis was entering the league, where you had higher hopes for him then, but the player Porzingis has developed into, you could see Clingan being a similar kind of player to that.
All right. In terms of what we have witnessed over these first two games, what strikes you?
I just think Boston's defensive ability across all five positions. It's just... And the fact that Dallas only has two guys who can create shots. And that hasn't mattered, but it matters now.
Right.
And so, and that's the one thing. Like, I think the Grizzlies will probably get swept by the Celtics too, right?
Right.
Like, it's all right. But the Grizzlies do have three guys who you can give the ball to and do something with. Whether you want to call Desmond Bain or Jaren Jackson the third guy,
right.
That's a way better third guy than anybody Dallas has. I do think that the fact that Dallas just is so dependent on those two players and that Boston's uniquely equipped to just make it hard for those guys and you don't have a third place to go. Like, after the game, on the postgame show, they asked Josh Hart, like, what's your adjustment? And I'm not saying he's even wrong, but I sort of laugh. He's like, you know, they need to run offense to PJ Washington and Derrick Jones. I'm like, that's your path to an NBA title? Like, good luck, you know?
Jason Tatum, and we had this question earlier, is it going to be the superstar team or is it going to be the team? Well, it does help when you've got those guys around you, right? So
that's right.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't know what the narrative is around Jason Tatum after this series. I guess the narrative will be, he'll be holding up a trophy and that's right. And that's what matters.
What's going to happen is they're going to win.
Right, right.
If they lose,
it's a disaster.
Tatum's not good enough to be the guy. If they win, it becomes like, you don't have to have the one dominant guy if you have a great team. And I love that. I mean, I'm not like rooting for more titles for the Boston Celtics,
right.
But I love the idea. Someone who like really like, I mean, I remember Magic and Bird, but my real like weaning on the NBA, my real transition to being an NBA guy was the Bad Boys Pistons. Like, I like those teams. I like teams that are not dominated by one guy. And so I've always rooted for those kind of teams, and they've always come up short, you know? I rooted for the Weber, Vlade, Peja teams, and they came up short. and I rooted for the Reggie Miller, Mark Jackson, Rick Smiths, whatever Pacers, and they came up short. I've always rooted for those teams, and they always come up short since the Pistons. And so this Boston team's not going to come up short. They're going to win. And they got five guys who are all good, all playing at the same time. And they don't. And even Tatum, I know he's made all NBA teams or whatever, it's pretty clear that he's been elevated in part by being on a really good team. He's a really good player, but he is not a superstar-level player.
So Dan Devine, who was just with us, said that he's gotten a lot of heat for this, and he's saying they're not the same player or even the same caliber of player. But he actually made the comp between Jason Tatum and Tim Duncan, in the sense that they are quietly doing all the things that winning teams do, and don't need to be loud. And I'm not going to speak for Dan. I got the sense that Tim Duncan was more the fulcrum of those teams, though, than Jason Tatum is of this team. I don't know. You're a Tim Duncan aficionado.
Well,
what do you make of that?
Some of them. I mean, by the end, when it was more Parker, Ginobili, Kawhi, the last Spurs title team. But Duncan, I understand that. In terms of San Antonio was very team-oriented. It wasn't one guy who was having to have a 30% usage or whatever. But Duncan was probably the best defensive player in the world, in addition to a guy like his 20, 23, and 10 or whatever. It's just a different level of thing. Yeah.
All right. You've got another piece up at the Daily Memphian that I wanted to call people's attention to, because it's really an interesting story. It is, what's the name of the, I'm looking here on my notes. It is the Von, I never went to see it. I never went to see the pop. Oh, here we are. The Baron Von Opperbeen and the River of, something.
Time.
And the River of Time. So I never went to see this pop up during COVID. Honestly, it was incredibly hard to get in during COVID. Tell us the backstory and tell us what is happening.
So Christopher Reyes is a local artist, sort of multimedia artist. He's a guy, most people probably don't remember this, but it was a big thing at the time. He was the guy who did the Live from Memphis website, which was a website that sort of really got the entire Memphis music film scene together into one place. He's done all kinds of other installation art kind of stuff. He's sort of a filmmaker-oriented guy, but also really good at just crafting physical stuff. But he did this installation. It was in 2020, and he started working on it before COVID. So the idea was that it was going to allow more people than what ended up happening. COVID limited the attendance, but he worked on this installation at Off the Walls Art Space near downtown in 2020, and it was called Baron von Opperbeam's Exploratorium of Science, Magic, and the Multiverse, I think is what it was called. Mm-hmm. And it was just this sort of adventure play space. It was built out of recycled, reclaimed materials, and it incorporated lots of film projection stuff, storytelling stuff. If you haven't been to stuff like this, it can be kind of hard to explain, but this is a real growth industry in sort of the entertainment world, this idea of experiential entertainment. And that can be anything from escape rooms, which are just ubiquitous now, to big stuff like Meow Wolf in Santa Fe, which now has expanded to Denver and Las Vegas and other places. A real canary in the coal mine is City Museum in St. Louis, which a lot of people have been to, which is more tactile and more low tech, but it's the same kind of thing, just really creative spaces for people to physically explore.
Right.
And there are big things like this all over the country. Memphis has not really had anything like this. And Chris built this thing at Off the Walls in a 2,000-square-foot space for a temporary installation as a kind of calling card, a kind of proof of concept. This is what we can do with almost no budget in this small space. If we can raise money to do it for real, we can do Memphis's own version of Meow Wolf or City Museum or whatever.
So you went?
It was a huge hit.
You went?
Oh, yeah.
And you take the kids thing?
I went. I wrote about it at the time. It was fantastic. Everybody loved it who went. Now, it was limited because of COVID. It was a two-month thing, and you could only have, 16 people in at a time. But it was a hard sellout. You had to have a scheduled appointment, so you couldn't just walk up. But the whole thing was a hard sellout. Every hour of every day for 2 months was a sellout. One of the people who went was future Mayor Paul Young, who I spoke to in the article, who loved it.
Uh-huh.
And after that ended, Chris has spent 4 years trying to find a new space and investors to do it for real. And he was probably, I think, probably a foolhardy mission to try to put it in the Midtown Coliseum for a while. He's looked at other spaces around town. He's talked to various investors, and he's got something together now, and they're going to try to do it in the former Mississippi River Museum at Mud Island. They signed a 5-year lease. They have a 6-month window to get it open, and they're going to transform that old river museum, which has been closed since 2018, into this sort of immersive, like, playground experience. They're calling the River of Time, and they're going to build secret rooms and tunnels, and they're going to build a story function around it and all of this. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that Memphis is not used to, so it's hard to explain, but like right. stuff like this has been a huge success in cities all over the place. And I think, and Chris has a proof of concept in his back pocket. Look what I did 4 years ago, and look at how much everyone who went loved it. You know, this can be done.
Well, it's interesting. Like, the City Museum is one that I think a lot of people have, probably the people listening right now, there's a fair number who, if they've been to St. Louis with kids, you go to the City Museum and it's fantastic. And so that because you can sort of think of that. You can clambering around in this place and the, like, tactile museum, a lot of fun. I honestly lost my kid in the City Museum for about an hour. I could not find him. I don't know which one it was at the, I don't reflect. But anyway, so we think about that. And you've heard all this over the years. Well, maybe we could put that. There's been this desire to have a City Museum-like place in Memphis that I've right. felt for a while. So this is going to be in the old Mississippi River, in the museum at the on Mud Island. I don't even know how long that thing's been closed. You reminded
2018.
It was closed in 2018. Yep. You reminded me. I remember the steamship. It was in the Firm. Tom Cruise was running around in that museum during the Firm.
Yeah, there's a brief scene. There's a long scene where they use the monorail.
Yeah, I remember that scene.
But there's a scene inside the museum,
So it's going to be, it's got to be up within 6 months. It's a 5-year lease. But then the story, and again, people can read it, the Daily Memphian, mentions that, like, he has not been able to get necessarily the funding that he needs yet. That this has been a little bit of a tough sell?
Yeah, there's two things. They had sort of held off a little bit recently on going after specific funders until they had a contract in place on a spot.
I see.
For a while they were trying to get funding, and he had sort of frustrating experiences with it. And then they sort of held off on that until we can actually show you, look, this is specifically where this is happening. And now that they have a lease in place, I think they're going to, you know, meet with and try to find specific funders. But they're also doing this, and it's kind of a crowdsourcing thing, but it's not donations. He's very clear about this. There's this site called WeFunder, and the way it works is if you give money to it, it's an investment, not a donation. And so a percentage of their revenues are going to kick back to the people who invest through this system, and up to 2 times, this is what he said, up to 2 times what you put in. So if you make a $100 investment on their WeFunder, you might get, if the thing's successful, you'll get paid back up to $200 on it. And you can obviously do more than $100. You can do $1 million on it if you want to or whatever. But they're doing a crowdsourcing thing that it's not donations. It is investments. If it is successful, you will get your money back and then some on it.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey, we got how many weeks till the draft? Two and a half?
I believe
it's 2 weeks from Thursday?
Yes, so what are we're probably at.
It's coming up 2 weeks this Thursday. I think that's right.
Yeah, the 27th.
Do you have any further developed thoughts on the draft?
I
would like them to get Donovan Klingon.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
that's
just easy, simple, slot him in. It's a need. It's a fit. Anyone, literally anyone else they get, right?
Yeah.
I'll be thinking, oh, Ron Holland. How much of a project is he? Where is he going to play? Dalton Kanect. I like Dalton Kanect. He can shoot. But does that mean that they don't have Luke Kennard on the team? And can Dalton Kanect guard? Dillingham. Really? Seriously? You need a little itty-bitty guy who's going to score and not guard anybody? Like, anyone else that they get? Jared McCain. I could see him. Maybe a drop-down, get him. He can be a shooter. Actually, wouldn't hate that. He's one of the little sleeper ones that I kind of like. But honestly, the only one, and I hate to be the fanboy, is like every other Memphis fan who, like, wants Donovan Klingon because we saw him play in college. It's just such a natural fit for a need they have. They have other needs as well, that I would like that to happen. Do I want them to give up a king's ransom to move up? Probably not. But honestly, like, if they gave up some future protected number one and they came away with Donovan Clingan, would that enrage you?
No, I mean, I'd be all for it. I just feel like the same way that you think Shepard's going to be too hard to get, I really do think this is going to be kind of be like the NFL
draft
where they
can't get him.
We're going to look up and realize, like, this kind of went the order that
I think that all of these guys that anyone has real conviction about, I felt this from the beginning, that the guys that you can really get excited about taking, they're all going to be gone. And different people are excited about different people. Like, I've heard people get excited about Reed Shepard. I've heard people excited about Donovan Clingan. I've seen excitement about Stephon Castle. I've seen whatever, if you follow European basketball, Risa Shea. Like, there are guys you're like, well, I can see that, right? I like that, really like that. Guys who, if they fell to the Grizzlies, the Grizzlies would get an A-plus on everybody's, All those guys are going to be gone. So then you're like, and now some people are going to be excited about Dalton Knecht, possibly because of the Tennessee connection, right?
Yeah, and it's just anytime you have a pure scorer, like they
and
are
he's
excited
a pure scorer, he can shoot, whatever, yeah. They need shooting. So maybe he's the one of the remaining, but whether it's Holland or whether it's Buzelis or whether it's Cody Williams, or whether it's any of those guys, you can talk yourself into them. That's how you described it before. But it feels like we're going to be talking ourselves in. If they stay where they are, it feels like we're going to be talking ourselves into someone. They're going to take someone that we have to sort of eyeball and say, oh, yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see that working out.
Speaking of squinting,
yes,
Jonathan Givony about 45 minutes ago, here's a target out there.
Hold on. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will tell you on the other side what Jonathan Givony has raised as a target, because I got to take a break, and I have to tell you that Robert Irwin Jewelers, there's all kinds of reasons to go to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie is absolutely passionate about diamonds. Go search just the world for the biggest, brightest diamonds. Get him talking about diamonds. It is spectacular. They've been in Memphis for 40 years. Not one of these Johnny-come-lately. Howie and his family have been here for a long time making people happy. But also, right now, during the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, 40% off all engagement rings. That's 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway. You spend $24.95 or more, you get a free vacation. You can go on then. You could use the vacation on a trip. While you're on the trip, pop the question with the ring that you got for 40% off. How about that? The vacations include 4-night cruise on Carnival, include a 3-night stay in Orlando, Las Vegas, include, let's just see what else. Oh, 3 nights at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, etc. To learn more, go to rijewelers.com or any of their convenient Memphis locations. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, and a free summer vacation getaway at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-439-4252. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-439-4252. That's 800-439-4252. Again, 800-439-4252.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Every shot, every goal. ESPN Bet has fans covered for the biggest moments on the road to the championship. The exclusive sportsbook of ESPN is the only place to find special offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities throughout the playoffs. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, save on white, red, or black seedless grapes. They're on sale for $1.88 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Got a car-loving dad? Nice.
we've got a Father's Day sale. Right now, our Armor All Ultimate 8-Piece Bucket Kit is just $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes. Plus, a bucket to use for the wash. All for just $25 at the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
NBA Finals are here, at least for now. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets over on FanDuel with a winning $5 bet. That's right, FanDuel is inviting new customers to pop on in, wager, and win a $5 bet, and then you get $200 in bonus bets to use on live bets, same-game parlays, whatever you like. You think Dallas is going to bounce back? Go ahead. Put your money on that. I will not be. Jeffrey, just so you know, I will not be.
Neither.
Right now, again, new customers, $200. With a winning $5 bet. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. Must be 21 older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. So before we took a break, Jeffrey, we were talking about the Grizzlies and their draft. And you mentioned a piece that Jonathan Givony was doing. What was the essence of this piece?
It's each player with a certain skill set, the best player at this
particular thing.
Correct.
Okay. And so what? Give me the skill set that you're highlighting for the best that popped out that struck you.
This is the best pick and roll finisher.
Oh.
This prospect is a dream target for playmaking guards to pair with in pick and roll actions. He sets wide bruising screens. And at 7'5", 298 pounds.
I may know who he's talking about.
It is an outstanding mark rolling to the paint and catching everything thrown his way with his huge magnetic hands and 7'11" wingspan. This player's small guards would often throw the ball up in the general vicinity of the rim under duress and let him go catch it.
This player, who is this mysterious player?
This player understands the art of re-screening if his initial pick doesn't achieve the desired outcome and has improved his ability to operate out of zoom actions, dribble handoffs, catch and make decisions of short rolls, or mix in slips to keep defenses off balance. Even if he doesn't catch the ball rolling to the basket, where he's absolutely devastating, the amount of gravity he attracts, sucking in off-ball defenders, tagging off shooters, often creates wide-open corner threes for teammates.
Okay, so that's obviously Zach Edey. So the question is this, Jeffrey. I'm going to posit that on draft night, Alexander Sarr is gone, Risa Shea is gone,
okay,
Stephon Castle is gone, Reed Shepard is gone, Donovan Klingon is gone. Is there anyone else that I need to be gone for the purposes of this exercise?
How do you feel about Holland?
No, he's available.
All right.
So among the players who are now, you get to nine, and among the players who are available, and honestly, some of these will also be gone, but I'm gonna say that all these players are available.
All right.
You got Rob Dillingham available. You got Ron Holland available. You got Topic available. You got Dalton Connect available. We'll say those are the guys. So Holland, Connect, Dillingham, Topic, whatever, Cody Williams, like whatever, and Zach Edey available.
Yep.
And so then doing what you do, you're narrowing it down, and you're narrowing it down to Dalton Connect, Ron Holland, and Zach Edey. And they bring this to you, and they say, listen, we don't have any You're Zach Kleiman now. You see, we've scoured the phones. We have no opportunity to trade down. Nobody wants to come up and take.
We're going to have to make this pick.
We're going to have to make this pick. And it's going to have to be, we think it should be either Ron Holland, Dalton Kanak, or Zach Edey. Who are you picking?
I'm picking Zach Edey.
Whoa!
Because each player has question marks. Would we agree?
Right, yeah.
And I want to be clear. Like, I don't think Edie's like some perfect player. But the thing is, I'm going to get killed probably for value. Like, this wasn't the best value. You could have gotten a better prospect, whatnot. But the thing that I am valuing with this team is I know of those three guys, Zach Edey has a role on this team.
And here's the truth. Is he going to get played off the floor in the playoffs?
I mean, maybe.
Certain circumstances, maybe, probably, right? But you know what this team needs to do again? Be good.
Get to the playoffs?
It needs to be really good. It needs to be competitive. It needs to be in the fray. It needs to be in the top four in the West, you know? And you tell me, who is going to help you more next year, particularly if Luke Kennard is on this team? Dalton Kanak or Zach Edey?
I think Zach Edey helps you.
Certainly more than Ron Holland.
Yes.
Ron Holland would slot behind Vince Williams and G.G. Jackson, who are already behind Marcus Smart.
Right.
Right?
You're creating more of a crowd of what you've already got.
And so if you're asking me who is going to step in and have an impact, now maybe if you've got the perfect plan B center somewhere else, that would obviously enter into the discussion. But I don't think it's insane.
No, I mean, to me, it really does boil down to, when I'm picking, you have three ways to build a team, to build a roster. You can draft, you can trade, and you can sign free agents. To me, this is, like, I'm not really focused on, am I getting the best value in this draft? I'm trying to build this team for the next 2 years. And to me, he is the guy that, of where we're talking about in that position, that is the guy that I would choose to roll the dice with.
All right, separately, I do want to go back and talk about this Clayton Clark stuff.
All right.
It is, first of all, it is striking, is it not, that you wake up, or I woke up, the Monday of the NBA Finals, turn on ESPN Radio, and the thing they are talking about for two segments is Caitlin Clark being left off the Olympic team. It's astonishing the level of conversation about Caitlin Clark, particularly given that there's competitive, you know, there's lots of competitive sports.
Well, ESPN has the finals
going on as well. ESPN has the finals. We got Scottie Scheffler. It's U.S. Open week. There's all kinds of things that we could be talking about, and here we are. And again, WNBA is playing, but this is not a competitive question. She's left off the Olympic team,
right?
So
this isn't even really WNBA competition.
It's fascinating. It says something, honestly, about the state of the NBA Finals right now.
Yeah.
And it also says something about Caitlin Clark and this conversation. And indeed, we just talked about it briefly in the opening of the show. And already, I got commentary, both on Twitter and direct messages to me and everything else, about Caitlin Clark. Like, people respond to this to this particular topic. Darren Swanson says,
hence the two segments on the
she's thing. Not on the team because of petty players and blatant racism. That's what Darren Swanson says. You then have Jarvis texting me, hey, Jeff, as good as she is, Caitlin Clark is not even the best rookie in the league. She was just the rookie of the month. This is not a popularity contest. The women chosen have played together for a while. They know each other. The U.S. hasn't lost an Olympic game since 1982. Caitlin Clark will get there. I think some people are pulling the jealousy theme because they want to demean women's sports. Easy target with that type of attack because so many will buy it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I haven't talked a lot about Caitlin Clark. And honestly, I don't care if she's on the Olympic team. Truth of the matter is, like, at some grand level, like,
she's going to have other opportunities.
As big as she is, first of all, I do think for Caitlin Clark, this is probably just as well, right? Like, she needs a break. She doesn't need to be thrust at the center of this. I think for Caitlin Clark, she has her Nike contract. She's got plenty on her shoulders. I don't think it's, like, she evidently told her coach, this is going to release a monster or whatever else. You've woken up a monster. If I were the monster, I just want a nap.
Yeah.
I'd like a nap. So I don't think it is in any way bad for Caitlin Clark that she is being left off of this team at all. All of this stuff around Caitlin Clark. Do I believe that there is jealousy and pettiness towards Caitlin Clark? Absolutely. Of course I do. I'm not saying that's motivating all of it or anything else, but of course there is. In the same way, you heard Chris Everett talking about this. When Chris Everett came into women's tennis and was the darling and was like this sport that had been ignored for forever, all of a sudden was getting all this attention. She was Chrissy. She was adorable. She was everything else. She was blonde. She got all this, and she got the big contracts. Mm-hmm. And there was resentment towards her. When Tiger Woods goes into the world of golf, there is extraordinarily, those people who have already done, because they get the money. And let's be honest, these people are getting the money and the attention before they've, quote unquote, done anything.
Right.
Right? Done anything on that level anyway. And so
LeBron, when he got to the NBA.
Of course there's going to be resentment. And they're just like there would be resentment at your workplace if they hired some smart kid right out of business school or college or wherever else and gave him three times as much money as you're making. Of course there's jealousy. Yeah. And of course there's pettiness. We are human beings. Now, I'm not saying, by the way, this decision necessarily was driven by that. We'll get to that in a minute. But to discount the idea that there is jealousy is to deny what humanity. Like, of course there is jealousy. Of course. Now, what Billie Jean King said is she said at that time, she told people, yo, I know she's the pretty new thing, but she's great for women's tennis.
Yeah.
And we have to embrace that. We got to drop the BS. It is absolutely complicated by the fact that race is a part of this. There is no question. Like, if you are an African-American woman who's been succeeding in the WNBA and been starring in the WNBA, and you look at what is happening, is it natural for you to think some of the reason that Caitlin Clark is getting the attention she's getting is because she's white? Yes. In fact, is some of the reason she's getting the attention she's getting because she's white? Yes. But you know what? Also been a lot of white players. Isn't Diane Taurasi white? There's been lots of white players who've come along.
Sue Bird.
It's not Sue Bird.
Sabrina. Ionescu.
Rebecca Lobo. Yeah. Like lots of them. So it's not literally just because she's also the all-time leading scorer, but that is actually.
And we watched her play for 4 years.
And that is, but I don't deny that. Just once upon a time, watching Chris Everett play tennis, it's like she's cute, she's blonde, she's whatever. Like I get that would add to the resentment, right? For other women's tennis players, and this might add to the resentment. I don't even think they're lesser human beings for those who are jealous. And it's just sort of the way of reality. What's weird is that everyone makes this out as if it is all new.
Yeah, no, this is like one of the oldest things we've seen in sports.
New. This is what happens and has happened. It's what's new is it's being played out on the stage of women's sports and women's basketball, which it has never been before. It honestly was kind of this was kind of played out to some extent, minus the racial element, when Chris Everett joined the women's tennis tour. But this stuff, new player coming into the league, new person getting attention, new person getting a contract, resentment, hard fouls, whatever.
Yeah.
This is as old as time.
Yeah, this is what we see all the time.
This is what we see all the time. It is a new phenomenon in the context of Caitlin Clark and women's basketball. So, in terms of this decision to leave her off the team, again, I don't think it's bad for Caitlin Clark. It certainly doesn't hurt the team. I think it actually makes the team look a little small. Like, because people are going to look at these players and accuse them of jealousy and accuse them, we don't want her on the team.
Well, there's people in the organization that are accusing them.
And the reporting that is out there does not help.
Yeah.
Because the reporting that is out there is not simply, we picked the 12 best players and she wasn't one of the 12 best players. And to be clear, she's not one of the 12 best players. She's a very good player. She is 13th in the league of scoring. She is second in three-pointers made. She's fourth in assists per game. She's Rookie of the Month. She's a very good player. But she's not one of the 12 best players right now. I don't think anyone would claim that. So then there's a separate question of does what's good for women's basketball matter? Should that be part of the
equation?
Yeah, part of the calculus here about whether you're including them. And here's the truth. It is for every other sport.
Yeah.
Like the NHL, when they're playing in Paris this now they're not playing in Paris this summer.
The Winter Olympics.
They look at where the hell the Olympics are.
Yes.
And they say, is this going to grow the sport? And if it's not going to grow the sport, they don't go. If it is going to grow the sport, they go.
Yeah.
Right? So other sports absolutely look at what is good for the sport. Can we use this to grow the sport? What was the Dream Team, if not an effort to grow the sport?
Yes.
That was all about growing the sport.
They took the most famous college basketball player.
So if... Yeah, and someone said, like, it was mandated that there was a roster spot for a college basketball player. That's true. But it wasn't mandated by the emperor of the world. It was mandated by... It was coming off of only college players. And so as a
sign... like honoring the tradition.
Honoring the tradition. That's why we're going to do it. It wasn't because it was Christian Laettner.
Right.
They were going to have a college player on that team. But honestly, I do think that part of the... If you're women's basketball, part of what you should be thinking about is growing the sport. And if that's true, and I do believe that's true, then I think she should have been on the team.
Yeah, I definitely think she... It's the way you're going to get the best casuals to watch it.
I think it's small for women's basketball. I think women's basketball made a mistake.
I don't think they've had great leadership. I don't think they've had a good plan for all of this. I think they're just... Like, they started riding the wave, and they didn't... They do not seem to have, like, an overall plan.
If you are selling your house, call Josh Hysaw. And that's true, by the way. This woman I talked to, Angie, she has a son. Didn't take fairly great care of his house. And so they're, like, what do you do? Do you pour money into the house to try to fix it up before you sell it? Or, like, what are you supposed to do here? And the whole idea of, like, her house, the son keeping the house, you know, ready for open houses and showings and whatever else. Josh Hysaw will come through with a cash offer for your house. Guarantees he will give you a cash offer for your house within 24 hours. So that's what Angie and her son did. Got a cash offer within 24 hours. Sale closed 3 weeks after they called Josh. That's what Josh Hysaw can do for you. We'll make you an instant cash offer at full market value for your home. Give him a call, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. Jason Fitz will join him as he does each and every Monday. DeMichael Cole will be our company this week on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jason Munns will join us as well. It is Monday, so that means Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Our Work is Done.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, The Gabe Kuhn Show, Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the NBA on 92.9.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Spring is the best season in Memphis. We can agree on that, right? All the colors, all the trips and the celebrations, and the entire city springing to life again. Well, the same thing is true at Oak Hall. The place is bursting with color these days. Oak Hall has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Born, and of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faherty, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecues or a wedding, Make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at O'Call. Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training.